Let's head back to Paris now, where there have been some developments following that deadly shooting we've been reporting on. You can see the live pictures there. A bit of disturbances, it seems, or excitement, at least, going on in the streets. Natasha Butler is there for us. Natasha, take us through what's happening. Looks like a lot of angry people right now.
Yeah, well, what you've got behind me are many people from Paris's Kurdish community, and they are very upset because they feel that the shooting that took place here a bit earlier today was targeted specifically at them because the shooter opened fire in a street where there was a Kurdish centre, but there was also a restaurant, there was also a hairdresser's. But people here really do feel that perhaps that shooting was against them, against their community. They say they're not being protected. There's a lot of anger here. People are chanting things against Turkey, against the Turkish President Erdogan, and someone a short time ago just set fire to a flag.
Natasha, this is what's on Reuters news agency, quoting the French Interior Minister, Gérald Darmanin, saying that the suspect appears to have had racist motivations. Are we getting any more details about what the motive of the attack or about the suspect himself?
I think there's just been some tear gas from police there, so if we have to move, we will. But what we know and what the French Interior Minister has said is that it does seem as if there could have been a racist motivation for this attack. This suspect was known to police. In fact, in 2021, he was charged for a suspected attack on some migrants in a migrant camp in the centre of Paris. So that's what we've heard from the French Interior Minister, also from the Paris prosecutor. And this is, you know, this area in the centre of Paris is a very multicultural area. There are people from all different communities. But as I said, really, what we have here is mainly Paris's Kurdish community, who feel very upset indeed because this attack took place outside a Kurdish centre. And they really feel that they specifically were targeted, even though that hasn't been confirmed by police.
Of course, years ago, we did see attacks in Paris. They were investigated or framed as terrorist incidents, especially where the suspect was of a migrant, immigrant, or Muslim background. How is this being investigated by police so far?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, not all attacks in France by people of Muslim backgrounds have, of course. Just looking at as people are starting to throw things. Not all of them have been framed necessarily as terrorist incidents. Some of them have been in the past, some have been framed as lone wolf incidents. I think that's how authorities are naming this particular incident indeed. To be honest, though, I think we should probably move out of the way because people are trying to search towards us.
Yeah, Natasha, let's let you take cover. We'll come back to you later.
I can.
We don't want to keep you in harm's way, Natasha, so if you need to move... All right, maybe we should move on. We'll let Natasha take cover. We'll come back to her a little later.
I'm here if you need me.
Right, well, I'll let you make the call. All right, we're going to make the call, actually, so we'll let Natasha take some cover there.